The Affordable Care Act's individual insurance mandate is on the way out, but California may be coming up with one of its own. Capital Public Radio's healthcare reporter Sammy Caola has more.
Republicans didn't manage to repeal Obamacare last year, but the penalty for not carrying health insurance will disappear in 2019. Democratic Senator Ed Hernandez, chair of California's Senate Health Committee, says he's reaching out to consumer groups, health plans, and the administration about the possibility of a statewide individual insurance mandate. He didn't give specifics. Gerald Kaminsky, a health policy expert at UCLA, says a penalty would likely be implemented through a state income tax. California has cut its uninsured rate by half in recent years, thanks in part to the ACA insurance requirement. Kaminsky says it's also due to federal subsidies that will stay in place. He says the market will not fall apart in the absence of an insurance requirement.
And it's partly because for every person who decides to drop out, some percentage of them are going to regret that decision during the course of the year, and they're going to get back into the marketplace.
Sally Pipes, head of the free market think tank Pacific Research Institute, says there are better options for California than an insurance requirement.
We shouldn't go that route. The individual mandate distorts the market. So I think we need more options for people to buy coverage like short-term plans rather than bringing in a mandate which will really hurt lower-income Californians.
Supporters of a California mandate hope any proposed requirement would also include methods of offsetting the cost of insurance. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Caola.